This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Before we start, I just want to know if the audio is coming well. Please do let me know. Is the audio coming well? Okay, alhamdulillah. So let's start. A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Rabbi israh li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma rabbana zidna 'ilman warzuqna fahman waj'alna min ashabil Qur'an waj'alna min 'ibadikas salihin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, yeah, it seems like the voice is coming well. So how are you, everybody? Hope you are doing well and ready for the last session of review for the Dream Big 10 Days course. Like usual, if you have any question, just drop your question in. Inshallah, I will try to answer at any point as we go. So today we will start from page 39, present tense. Basically, when we study past tense, the ending sound, the ending tells us what the inside doer, like for example Nasara, the A sound tells you that it is a huwa person, and Nasara, long A sound tells you that it is huma person. But in present tense, we need to look at the beginning and the ending. So beginning and the ending. It's good if you memorize the table in page 39. So this is actually your answer key for present tense. Huwa yansuru, huma yansurani, hum yansuruna. Hiya tansuru, huma tansurani, hunna yansurna. Anta tansuru, antuma tansurani, antum tansuruna, anti tansurina, antuma tansurani, antunna tansurna, ana ansuru, nahnu nansuru. Another giveaway that a fi'il is a present tense is that it starts with either ya, let me either ya or ta or a or na. So present tense always start with this one of these four letters. Okay. In proper and common, we know pronoun are proper. Does in pronoun, it have also include attached pronoun? Yes, including attached pronoun. Pronoun, independent and attached version, they are all proper. Okay. Let's see. Any other questions? Okay, good. So, present tense tips. Basically, this is the shortcuts that Ustadz taught in the class. We have four kinds of ya. Ya, you for huwa. Ya, you plus ani for huma, masculine. Ya, you plus una for whom. Ya, you plus na. The na preceded by sukun. This is for hunna. And then we have ta or tu that is not followed by ani or una at the end, so only ta and tu at the beginning, this is can be hiya or anta. And then ta tu plus ani, this is can be huma for feminine or antuma. Ta tu plus una for antum. Ta tu plus ina for anti, and ta tu plus sukun na antunna, and then au for ana, and na nu for nahnu. Okay, any questions? I think it's clear so far. Let's go to the drills on page 41. So translate based on the English clues. We need to translate the highlighted part only. Don't, you know, get distracted by the other words. Our job is to recognize the doer inside the fi'il. So here we have tadakkaruna. Remember, for the present tense, we look at the beginning and the ending. So we have ta and una, it is for antum. Tadakkaruna means you all remember. Number two, yadlimuna, ya plus una for whom. So yadlimuna means they wrong or they do injustice. And then tamutuna, ta plus una again for antum. Tamutuna means you all live and die. Now, atawakka'u, start with a for ana. It means I lean. Fataqulu, fa is not part of the present tense. Fa means so. This is another word, separate word. So the present tense start from taqulu. We have ta. So, ta is can be hiya or anta. So we have two options here. We can say you say or she says. I think this is you can do by yourself. Any questions from drill page 41 so far? Answer key, okay. You wanna answer key. Let's see. Meanwhile, if you have any question, just drop it in the comment section. Answer key. Answer key. This one, we are on page 41, yeah? Yeah. Go screenshot. Can we go through all of them? Yeah, maybe we can do that, but okay, number six, yatadakkaru is start with ya, so it is for huwa. He takes a reminder. Nakhafu start with na for nahnu, means we fear. Yuridani, ya plus ani, means what? Huma, masculine. Both of you, male, one. Yakhsifani, again, ya plus ani, huma masculine. So both of you, male put together. Yamshuna to walk. Ya plus una. Ya plus una is home. Yeah. So they walk. Yaquluna again. Ya plus una. They say. Fasata'lamuna. Fa is another word. Sa also another word. So the present tense start from ta'lamuna. We have ta and una for antum. So ta'lamuna means all of you know. Fa means so. Sa mean will or soon. So you all will know. Okay. Yakhluquna, ya plus una means home. So yakhluquna means they create. We have la, we can say they do not create. Nufassilu, start with na for nahnu. So we explain. Yatarabbasna. Yatarabbasna, ya plus na. This is for hunna version. So they, ladies, wait. Yu'allimani, ya plus ani means both of them, again, masculine. So both of them teach. And the last one, fayata'allamuna. Again, the present tense start from ya. So yata'allamuna, we have ya plus una for whom. It's mean they learn. Or opasa ta'lamuna means so they learn. Okay, any questions so far? Good. Okay. In the next page, we have another drill. We have many questions here. So the way I want to do this drill, you know, see present tense and pronouns, translate based on the English clues. Okay. Instead of going through one by one, if you have any question from page 42. Kuntum sadiqina. How kuntum is not an ism, although it attached to harf of jar. In Idapa practice, it's number 9. Okay, which page is that? Idapa. Let me know what page sama Java it. From page 42 or 43. Any questions? Yeah, 42. So, as I said in the class, the way we do this is ignore the attached pronoun first. Ignore the attached pronoun first. Okay, number 22. Yudrikum. So don't ask about yudrik because in the class Ustad also said this is for the next study, but here we can tell that kum is attached pronoun, so we are going to ignore it. Now we have yudrik because this all present tense, it start with ya, there is no una or ani at the end, so we can tell that this is huwa version. Okay, the translation will be he reached all of you, or it reaches all of you. All of them, so many questions here. Instead of going through all of them, why don't, like you have, if you have particular number that you wanna discuss, Let's see which one the difficult one. Instead of your trick, let me check. Oh no. All good? If all good, I will move to the next page. I think this is pretty easy, yeah? Just ignore the attached pronoun and you will identify it easily. Like una biukum, ignore the kum. We have una biu, let's start with u for ana. So I inform all of you. And then tuhadithunahum, ignore the hum. We have tuhadithuna, ta and una for antum. So all of you inform home, them, like that. Number 26. Tu'dhunani. Okay, what the attached pronoun here? It is ni. So ignore the ni. We have tu'dhuna. Tu'dhuna, ta plus una. For antum. So, antum means you all. You all harm. Ni means me. You all harm me. Number 13. Fatattakhidunahu would be a good one to review due to the fa in front of the verb. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so fa is not part of the present tense. Remember, every time you see fa with the present tense, actually present tense always start with either a alif, na, nun, ta, or ya. So it never start with fa. That way you will know that fa is not part of the present tense. Now you can ignore it as well, and ignore the hu at the end because it attached pronoun. So we have tattakhiduna. Again, ta and una means all of you. All of you take what? Take him or take it? Make more sense? It, yeah? So then you all take it. Yeah, that's why I'm saying that instead of going through all over again, if you any particular question from this page, then let me know. Okay, meanwhile I will continue to the next page. Inside door versus outside door. Inside door is already inside the VL. So how do we know what the inside door? For the past tense, again it will be recognized from the sound, from the ending of the VL. For example, nasaru. The U sound tells you that the inside door is home. Or nasarat, the at sound tells you that it is, the inside door is here. And for the present tense, the beginning and the end tell you what the inside door is. For example, tan surani, ta and ani tells you that the inside door is either huma, feminine, or antuma. Like yansurna, ya at the end and na, sorry, ya in the beginning and na at the end tells you that the doer, inside doer, is hunna, and so on so forth. Now the outside doer. Simply for the outside doer, the fi'il should be in huwa or hiya version. One condition: fi'il should be in huwa or hiya version, and the outside doer should be rafa and after the fi'il. So that's the three conditions that we need for outside doer. For example, let's see. Qala muslimun. Again, the condition doesn't say that it has to match with number. So for example, here qala muslimun, qala, the a sounds tells you that it is huwa version. Huwa means one, masculine, and muslimun comes from muslim char, also tells you that it is one masculine. So qala 1m, muslimun 1m, it match. That's good. We can do that. Qala muslimun, a Muslim said. But here in the next example, we have qala 1m, huwa, right? One masculine. But muslimani, from the Muslim chart, ani, its ending combination tells you that it is two rofa, masculine. So qala one masculine and muslimani two masculine. This is okay, even though the number doesn't match. We still can, have the outside door that is not matched in number. So qala muslimani two Muslims said. Again, qala muslimuna, so 1m, this is 3m, the number doesn't match, it's okay. Yeah. Now, the drills. What is the doer, if any, in the following sentences? Okay. So again, we have a bunch of questions here. Let me show you. So you can see I have colors coded the questions. The orange parts, they are present tense but not in huwa or hiya versions. Therefore, it cannot have outside the word. Number 4, 19, 22, they don't have outside door because they are not in huwa or hiya version. Naqussu is nahnu version. Number 19, ya'lamuna, ya plus una, home. And also 22, ya plus una, home version. So they don't have outside door. All right. Number 4, 1922. The purple one, this is from past tense. Also, they are not in huwa or hiya version, so they don't have outside door. Number 7, qalu, home version. 13, a'tadna, rhyme with nasarna, so this is nahnu version, no outside door. Istatama'a, nasara, so huma version. No outside door because they are not huwa or hiya version. Now, the blue parts, they are past tense and huwa version. Why? Because they are all end with a sounds. Like number 10, sya'a. Number 16, ahata. Number 2, dakhala. 5, qala. 11, fa'ala. 14, 20, and 23, ja'a, and then 21, balla. So they end with a, which is tell you that they are huwa version. So because they are huwa version, they might have outside door. For outside door, it should be rafa and after. And number 10, as you can see, the word Allah is after and rafa, so this is the outside door. Number 16, there is suradiqu. The ha is attached pronoun. This is suradiqu rafa, and then with the attached pronoun, actually, this is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And because this is rafa after fi'il, then this is outside the word. Next, number two, dakhala, huwa version, do we have outside the word here? In number two, yeah, no, we don't have, because jannata ta a sound is nasab. Even though we have hu u sound, this is not rafa because hu is attached pronoun of huwa, and attached pronoun can only be nasab or jar. It cannot be rafa. So remember, a pronoun is crazy. So they don't follow the normal status. Because it is attached to the ism, this is actually jar and mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. But it is not outside the word. There is no outside the word. However, number five, we have Musa comes after qala. So, what kind of word Musa is? Musa is non-flexible, so it can be rafa, nasab, or jar. Here we can say that this is rafa, therefore it is the outside the word. Number 11, we have rabbu, and together with ka, this is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Because it is rafa after fi'il, then this is also outside the word. Why number two don't have outside the word? Number two. Why? Why do you think number two have outside the word? Outside the word should be rafa and after the fi'il. And the fi'il should be huwa or hiya. Here dakhala is huwa, because it has a sound at the end. But do we have rafa after it? No. Jannata is nasab. If it is rafa, that will be jannatu. If it is jar, that will be jannati. So here we have jannata, which say that this is nasab, it's not rafa. And who, again, this is attached pronoun. Because it has hu, u sound. You think this is rafa? Remember, hu is attached pronoun. Attached pronoun cannot be rafa. It can only be nasab or jar. Here, this attached pronoun attached to the ism that make it jar. So actually, jannatahu is mudaf and mudaf ilaih. Jannah means jannah. Hu means his. So his jannah or his garden. Dakhala means he entered. And he entered his garden. So yeah. Remember, pronoun is not following the normal rule for the status. Independent pronoun always rafa, and attached pronoun always nasab or jar. Again, yudrikum, don't ask about yudrik, but we can tell that because this is sa'wiyah, this is huwa version, and we have we have rafa that comes after it. So yeah, al-mautu is the outside word. Now, this is Ustaz already explained in the class. Nasrullahi, nasru rafa after fi'il, so this is outside the word, actually together with the word Allah, because this is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. So nasrullahi is the outside the word, and then we have another rafa that comes after ja'a, which is al-fathu. So this is the second outside the word. Idafa can be outside the word just like rafa. Yes. So for example, like you have nasru, the mudaf, like four properties of mudaf is rafa, singular, masculine, and we can only see the type from the mudaf ilayh, right? So because the mudaf ilayh proper, this is proper. So nasru mudaf, rafa, singular, masculine, and proper. And this is, also the properties of the whole idofa. Properties of mudaf represent the whole idofa. So this is rafa. As long as the mudaf rafa, then if it comes after fi'il, then it can be outside the word. Yes. Number 20, again, wa'adu, rafa comes after the fi'il. So, wa'adu rabbi, actually, idafa chain. So, this is light, no'al, followed by rabbi, jar, so mudaf, mudaf ilahi. Rabbi also has no'al and light. So, this is again, mudaf for e, attached pronoun of ana. Yeah, this is idafa chain, and the whole thing is the outside door of ja'a. Al-a'ma, the same with Musa, it has a, alif mansura, so this is non-flexible. We can say this is rafa. So this is outside door. Walla sa'yuhum, again, this is idafa, and the mudaf is in rafa version, so it can be outside door for walla, because dalla is huwa version. Now 15 and 24, both are past tense hiya version, because rabihat at alimat, like nasarat, so hiya version. Here we have tijaratuhum idafa, and the mudaf is rafa, so outside word. And nafsun simply comes rafa after PL. So again, outside door. I think that's pretty easy, yeah? However, number 12, nahnu muslihuna. Muslihuna should be the outside door, right? Because it's come after and rafa. No, it cannot, because outside door only work for fi'il. And nahnu is pronoun. Pronouns is an ism. An ism doesn't have outside the word. Instead, because this is independent pronoun, usually it followed by invisible is. So basically, it is say that nahnu is muslihuna. No outside the word business. Number 12. Satajiduni, number 17. Sa is not part of the word, another word. Tajidu, it start with ta, can be anta or hiya. Ni is attached pronoun. So if this is hiya, we are looking for the rafa that comes after, which is we don't have. So if it is hiya, it doesn't have outside the word in this case. If this is anta, it cannot take outside the word. So yeah. Any other questions so far? No? Okay, I think we can move on to the next. Making present tense light. Okay. So you already know, right? For the ending combination, like if the end has ani or una or ina, we just remove the na, right? So like for example here, We just remove the na. Simply like that. And this is also work for the lightest version. Ah, and again, light and lightest version only happen in present tense. It doesn't happen in past tense. So yeah, ending combination just remove the na for light and lightest. But in huwa version, yansuru become yansura, hiya tansura, anta tansura, ana ansura, nahnu nansura. So these five, instead of u, they have a sound at the end. Okay. For the light version. For the lightest version, they have sukun. So, yansuru, normal, yansura, light, yansur, lightest. Tansuru, normal, tansura, light, tansur, lightest. Ansuro, ansuru, ansuro, ansur, nansuru, nansura, nansur. So, for these five. And the last is hunna and antunna. They don't change. Normal light lightest version looks the same. Seventh. Please explain number eight. Yal mizuka. Okay. Ignore the ka. Let me make it bigger. Ignore the ka. So we have yalmizu. We have ya at the end. There is no ani or una or na at the end. So this is huwa version. He criticizes you, male. Okay. Number 17. Nahshuruhum. Okay, ignore the hum. What do you have? Nahshuru. So because it is start with na, that tells you that it is nahnu or we. So we gather them, right? Insert the word hiya or anta. Oh, okay. Six and nine. Okay, nine. Yuhawiruhu. Ignore the who. You have yuhawiru. It's and it start with you. There is no additional at the end. So this is huwa person. He converses with him. So two people, actually he and him, converses with each other. And number six. Yabghunakum. The attached pronoun is kum, so we have yabghuna. Yabghuna, ya and una tells you that it is home. The inside door is home. So yabghunakum means they want you all. Okay. I think I just explained it, yeah. Huh? I'm looking at page 42. Oh. Ah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Number six. Yeah. That's why we are not going, we haven't going through these drills. Yeah, that's why. I'm sorry, guys. So, yeah, number six. Wallahu yuridu. Okay, we have the fi'il yuridu. It start with ya. With no addition at the end, meaning this is huwa person. If this is huwa person, we are looking for outside doer. What the conditions for outside doer? It has to be rafa and after fi'il. You have the word Allah that is rafa, but does it come after the fi'il? No. So it is huwa person, but it has no outside doer. However, if you change the order, like in number 9, yuridullahu, now the word Allah, which is has rafa status, comes after the fi'il. Now, it is outside the word. Okay. 9 and 6, I think you're good. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, come back to light present. So you already know the difference versions, normal, light, and lightest. So far we learned that present tense can be light or lightest because it preceded by either lightest half or light half, right? There is other reasons why present tense light or lightest, but for now we are learning half of light and half of lightest. And I assume that you already memorized those two categorized of half. So for light half, anlan likai idan hatta. So likai can be li or kai. It has three forms. And I think Ustad also already going through the examples. Does outside doer only work for present tense? No. Outside doer work with past tense as well. What is only work with present tense is light and lightest. So past tense doesn't have light and lightest. Okay. I think Ustaz already explained this. Maybe the last one we will review again. I don't know if I can. So just imagine, because I don't know how to write in the PDF. You mean na, actually. You mean na. Why? You see, it has shadda. Actually, we have two nun here. I cannot. So we have two nun. The first nun has sukun. The other nun has fatha. So they fused together by shadda. Basically, I want to say that this is hunna version. Like yan surna. Yatribna. So hunna, normal, light and lightest version, they look the same. That's why it doesn't change. Normal yu'minna, light yu'minna, and lightest yu'minna. Page 43, number 8. Okay. Let me show the page. Okay. Oops, this one. Number 8. Yudrikum. Yudrikum. Okay. So ignore the kum. We have yudrik. It start with ya and there is no addition at the end. There is no ani, there is no una, there is no ina, urna. So that tells you that it is huwa version. If this is huwa version, we are looking for outside doer, which is we have al-mautu that rafa and after. So al-mautu is the outside doer for yudrik. And kum is the attached pronoun, the detail. No question about yudrik. I know you are like curious about this, but like Ustaz said in the class, not yet. Okay, yeah. I think yu'minu
So light heart an lam likai idan hatta and lightest heart in lam lama wal fali. This likai has three forms. Li, kai or likai. And we already explained the yuk minna. Now we can move on to the next page, which is lightest. We already covered that. Okay, lightest heart in lam lama li. Okay, for the reminder, li from the lightest heart, if it is come with waw or fa, that's become wal instead of wali, and fal instead of fali. So that is your giveaway that it is lightest heart. Okay, yeah. The example already explained again by Ustad. If any question, can you show the top of page 44? Why is that? What's wrong with that page? This one? Okay. Good. Now page 48. So many questions. Do you wanna ask to going through all of this or what? This is so many. And I think we already did this with Ustad in the class. I just wanted to screenshot it. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Maybe I just want to go in through some. Let's see. Okay. Pay attention to the to number 4 and 10. Yes, I won, but we don't have time for that, unfortunately. So let's pay attention to number 4 and 10. Lina lama. It starts with li. So whenever you have li, you have to ask yourself, it is light or lightest heart. Because we have li from likai and we have li from lightest heart. But you can see that it has a sound at the end that tells you that this is light version. That means this is la, li from likai. Yeah? But then we have a wal yatalattaf. Remember wal? Actually, it's come from li, lightest heart. It comes with wa. Instead of wali, it become wal. That's why yatalattaf. Has sukun. Actually, this is lightest version. Number 19. Already done. Brother Desan, already done. 19. Okay. Lamma ya'lamillahu. Okay. Lamma is hard word. Light or lightest. It is lightest, yeah. In lam, lamma, so lightest. If it is lightest hard, it makes present tense lightest. So yansuru normal, yansuro light, and yansur with sukun at the end is lightest. Based on that, it here ya'lami should be ya'lam. Why it has jar? Because it want to connect to the next word. Like, you know, if I say lamma ya'lam Allahu, it's a little bit like uncomfortable, but just to make it smooth, lamma ya'lamillahu. So they make it kasra, so that it connects smoothly with the next word. Why it's not rafa? Why it's not u sound? Because if it is ya'lamu, it looks like normal version. If it is a ya'lama, it looks like light version. So the only option left is e sound. Therefore, yeah, you have e here. Doer is always isham, right? Yes, for now. Clear, alhamdulillah. Do the light and lightest versions, you mean light and lightest versions of present tense, always come after light and lightest harf? Yes, for now, but actually not. Actually, I have example here, I think. Number 55. Yeah. So, Allah nuqatila. The noon tells you that it is present tense nahnu version. So, nansuru, normal. Nansura, light. And nansur, lightest. Based on that, we have a sound at the end. This is must be light version. Now, the question is, why this is light? So far we learn, fi'il can be light because it preceded by light harf. But we don't see any harf light. We don't have Allah, likai, idan, hatta. No, we don't have Allah, we have an. What happens here actually, inside Allah is an. An, la. So it fuse. Allah, an, la becomes Allah. Now you have example that the lightest version, it doesn't always come right after the harf, light or lightest. Okay. I hope that's clear. Can there be multiple doers? Not plural, but multiple. Yes, yes. We have ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. So nasrullahi, first doer, al-fathu, the second doer. Okay. Okay, what else? Number what? Number what? Which number again? Okay, okay. I give one more time to everyone that want to screenshot. Okay, go screenshot. Now, 55, I have just explained it. And then 56, only if you already took the screenshot. Done. Let's screenshot this test. Let's see number 56. Tahmilul malaikatu. Oh, sorry. Tahmiluhul malaikatu. So, who, the attached pronoun, ignore it. Tahmilu, it start with ta, it has no ani or una or na at the end. That tells you this is anta or hiya version. If this is anta version, it cannot has outside doer. But if this is hiya version, it can has outside doer. Outside doer has to be rofa and after. So you have rofa and after. Big chance that this is here version and this is the outside word. Okay. Number 45. Muqatil. Nuqatil. Okay, the normal version should be nuqatilu. It should be normal, right? Because we don't have any harf here. It should be normal. Why it should be light? Why it lights us? The thing is, these pieces of words actually taken from the Quran. So you have nuqatil in the Quran, but then the reason why it is lightest we have not learned yet. So if you want to put like u dhamma here, it's okay. You can think this is normal because there is no half light or lightest that preceded it. It's okay. But in the Quran you have nuqatil. The reason why it is lightest for the next study, inshallah. Any other questions? Okay. Meanwhile, I will going to the next page, which is commanding and forbidding. This is, yeah, basically you can only make command and forbid from the second person in present tense. You cannot use past tense chart. You cannot use past tense. You can only use present tense and only specifically second person. Anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuna, antuma, antunna. So that's all. You cannot make from huwa. You cannot make from ana, etc., etc. Again, it's easier to make to forbid than to command. Well, yeah, we all can, you know, recall that funny story that Ustad tell us to explain this. And also different kinds, you know, command is not always command in the Quran. Actually, it can be other things like suggestion, motivation, permission, advice, request. Yeah, also that's a great explanation, like and the example from Suratul Jum'ah. Yeah. Okay, number 51. La yashkuruna. Good. Okay, ignore the la. We don't know yet. So we have yashkuruna, ya plus una, which is home version. And because we have na at the end, una, complete, right? So this is normal. If it is light, it will be yashkuru. And if it is lightest, it will be also yashkuru. So far, if you able to identify, to recognize that this is normal, you are good. So la yashkuruna syakara, yashkuru means grateful. So ya plus una means they grateful, but la make it negative. So they don't grateful, things like that. Okay. Come back again to command and forbid. And yeah, only can use second person from present tense. Easier to forbid than to command, and command is not always a command. It can be suggestion, motivation, permission, and etc., etc. Okay. Gather all number that you wanna going through from the previous page, and then I will come back there. Okay. Instead of one by one, I keep coming back to the previous page. Gather what numbers you want to going through, then I will come back to that page. Meanwhile, I will continue this. So forbidding, easy peasy lemon squeezy. La, second person lightest. Yeah, we have example here. For example, normal, ta'kulani. Sorry, ta'kulina. I'll make it bigger. Ta'kulina. Ta plus ina means anti, right? And you make it lightest. Become ta'kuli. and just add la in the beginning. La ta'kuli. Don't eat. Yushi, don't eat. Okay? And then next example. Tata'allamuna ta plus una. This is antum. And you make it lightest, tata'allamu, and then just add la. La tata'allamu. Don't learn, you all. Okay. Easy, yeah? And then, see? Again, command and forbid can only made from the second person, which is that start with ta. Basically, they are start with ta. And the you, you, she, both of you, you, them, you, them, you all, you all ladies. If you make it from the, let's say, the third person, from whoa person, that no longer forbidding, yeah. Oh, that no longer forbidding. And also, even though you make it from the second person, if it is not lightest, if it is not lightest, it's also not forbidding. Just a statement or observation. So for forbidding, it should be second person, lightest. Second person, lightest. Preceded by la. For commanding, a little bit tricky. We take second person, tadhabu. Anta tadhabu, yeah. It can be hiya, but here because we want to use the second person, this is should be anta. Hiya is third person, gone. So tadhabu, make it lightest, become tadhab. You need to remove the ta. In the forbidding, we don't remove the ta. But in the command, we remove the ta. If it is readable, then you're good to go. You have your command. But if it is not readable, you need the helper alif. Now, helper alif made the sound. What sound? What haraka? If the last second letter has u, then the helper alif get u. Like in the example below. So this one, the sword get u sound, therefore the helper alif get u sound, unsurna. But if it is not u, if it is a or e, then the helper alif get e. It never fatha, it never a, it's either e or u. Okay. I think that's all. Already, the question already answered, yeah, Sister Honey. Thank you. Let's see, what's your discussion? Well, it's lightest harp. Okay. Let's talk about this. You have in lightest harp in lam-lamma li. This li from lightest harp, if it is come with waw or fa, it will become wal. It's not wali, it's become wal. Also, if it come with fa, it's become fal, it's not fali. I hope that's answered the question. Now, come back here. So, to make command, second person, lightest, remove the ta. If it is readable, then it's okay. If it is not readable, then you add helper alif and decide the harakah for the helper alif. I think all good. Let's see the drills. Label each as commanding, forbidding, or observation, then translate. Okay, take screenshot first. Everybody. And if you have any questions, which number? Put it in the comment section. How do we know that there is ta? It is already removed. What do you mean? Can you repeat again the questions? I didn't get it. Ujala. Now, screenshot done. Let's see. Command and forbid should be lightest and second person. Huh? We cannot see it. Can't you? I think it's back now. Yeah. Some of them. Okay. The thing is commanding, forbidding, observation. Commanding, forbidding should be in lightest and second person. Let me show you. Okay, Alhamdulillah, we can see it now. Wait a minute, I'm sharing another PDF. Give me a second. Yep. Here you go. Okay. I already color coded again. So instead of going through one by one, let's see. The green one, number 7, number 2, number 6, they are observation. Why? Because it comes not from the second person. Okay, wait. After this, I will going back to page 48 and 50. Okay, please stay with me here. Okay, number 7, number 2, number 6, they are observation. Why? Because they are not from second person. Ya, yadu, kuna, ya plus una, home, third person. Mudi'u, from nahnu, yugadiru, from huwa. So it cannot be command, it cannot be forbid. Okay. Number 15 and number 9, as you can see, this is from past tense. Nadu, like nasaru, and hafilu, like nasaru. They from past tense, we cannot make command and forbid from past tense. So this is also observation. Yeah, this is also observation. Okay, number 13, was tashhidu shahidaini. Was tashhidu okay. So maybe you guess that this is past tense because it has u sound at the end. Yeah. Number 13. Ah, it has u sound like nasaru. Maybe this is past tense. The thing is, we don't start past tense with alif. Remember, it's different. Alif that has hamzah with alif that has no hamzah. Alif that has no hamzah is the one that we use as the helper alif for the command. So here, because you don't have hamzah, you can tell, ah, this is helper alif, which means probably this is command. How you prove it? Command should be from second person. Second person start with ta. So basically, you have ta here. Take it back. Because to make command, you remove the ta, right? Now take it back. Tas tashhidu. This is should be light or lightest version. If it is normal, it's become tashhiduna, which is ta plus una, present tense, antum. It should be then was tashhid. Yeah, remember we have six kind of ta, like anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna. Yeah, so was tashhid will be from anta. Here, like I said, take it back, take the ta back. Tas tashhidu. What's the normal version? Tas tashhiduna. Ta plus una, this is antum. This is antum. Yeah. Okay, was tashhid from for anta, was tashhidu from for antum. So this is command to all of you. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back. I hope that answered the question. And then number 19. La takhafa. Again. La takhafa. We have la, which tell that this is maybe forbid. Forbidding. Yeah? Okay. How do we know? We don't remove the ta when make forbidding. So, takhafa, it should be takhafani. Ta plus ani, it can be antuma. Yeah? La takhafa, don't be afraid. You too, don't be afraid. I think this is Allah talk to Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, ya. Okay, la takhafa, don't you too afraid. The normal question, takhafani. Hope that's answer question. Number 15, hafidhu ala salawati. Okay, it has ending sound. Okay. What your guess? Do you guess this is a command? So, command for antum? Like all of you protect, like that? For now, if you think so, it is correct. But actually, this is a past tense. I'm telling you, this is past tense. Have you? Yes or no? Let's see. Let's make it. Ah, no, you are correct. This is which one? Command. Hafizu. We have ta. Tuhafizuna. Tuhafizuna. The normal version, tuhafizuna. We make it lighter, becomes tuhafizu. Remove the ta, becomes hafizu. It is readable. So, you done. You have command. Hafizu. Okay. I will come back to page 48 then. Okay. Anyone have question from page 48? Please drop in the comment section. I don't see the page, sorry. Number 55. I think I already explained that. This one, right? Okay, 48. I'm not in the wrong page. Alla nuqatila. Okay, so nuqatila, the noon at in the beginning tells you that this is nahnu version, present tense. Nahnu version like nansuru. The normal should has u sound at the end, like nansuru, right? But here you have nuqatila instead of nuqatilu. Because it has a sound at the end, I'm talking of number 55, yeah? Because it has a sound at the end, this is tell us that this is light version. Light, nansuru normal, nansura light. The question is why it is light? We don't see any half light here. Do we have Allah in light half chart? We have Allah likai idan hatta? No, we don't have Allah, we have an. We have an. The thing is, actually, Allah is made from two words. An, half light, and la, that means no or don't. So an, that comes before la, that is that what makes nuqatila light. So an, la, nuqatila. That is okay. 35. Fala tas'alni. Okay, when we study this, we have not studied the command and forbid yet, but now we already learned that, so we can tell. Let's see. Ignore the fa and la. Tas'alni. Ni is the attached pronoun, right? Ignore again. So we have tas'al. Why it is lightest? That's the question. So far, we learn present tense become light or lightest because it preceded by light or lightest harf. But we don't see any light or lightest harf. We have fala. It's fal. If it is lightest half, it's fal. It's not fala. So actually, fa, as you know, this is different words, means so. Just remove the fa. Now we have la tas'al. La tansur. La tadrib. What? It is forbidding. Actually, this is lightest because it is forbidding. Okay? 23. Lan yajidu, yes. It should be, yeah, it should be light. or nasab, you can tell that. But yeah, but so that you don't confuse with ism, we have nasab of anja. So for now, let's stick with the light or lightest term. So this is light version because it preceded by lan, harf light. Okay, 15. Wa in yastaghithu. Okay, ignore the wa. We have in. In from light or lightest harf. It's from lightest harf. In lam lamma wal fali. We have in at the top. So yastaghithu. This is has ending sound. That's why light and lightest look the same. Here we can definitely say this is lightest because it is preceded by in. Okay, yeah. 21. What? Kay nusabbihaka kathiran. Just start from whatever you know. You already know kay. Okay. What else? Ka. What is ka? Attached pronoun. What should we do with attached pronoun? We ignore it. Now what we have? Nusabbiha. Na tells you that it is nahnu version. If it is nahnu version, normally it should be nusabbihu. But why it is nusabbiha instead of nusabbihu? Because we have kai, light harf. Yep. 23, I think already. 35, 15 already. 21 command. No, I already explained it this, yeah. This is not command. Number 19 already explained it. Okay. Number 19, I already explained that pretty detail. Please watch the recording. Anything else? Page 15, 50. Example number 4. Let's see. This is the last question before we move on the last page. Example number 5. Oh, number 4. This one. Why the alif is I? Okay, let's start from the very beginning. We have tunziruna ta plus una antum. Okay, it is normal. We make it lightest. We have tunziru. Then we remove the ta, become nziru. We cannot say it, so we need helper alif. The second last letter, remember the waw and alif is additional. It's come from the combination, right? So we don't count it. We count from the raw. Therefore, the second letter is za. We have e here in the second letter. It should be inziru. Why is that anziru? Based on the step by step, it should be indiru, yeah? You are correct. Why it is andiru? Actually, maybe we should not use this example. This is special case. Okay, let's say this is special case. You will learn this more in SORF. Okay, this is special case. Let's say that. Sorry for the confusion. It should not be here. But yeah. Okay. Okay, 27, 54 letter. we need to move on to the next page here. Oh my God. Huh. Have you done this? I think we haven't done this with Ustad in the class, right? Have you? Okay. Yeah, Raza, you are correct. Okay, let's go through this one by one. Okay, we passed a few minutes, but it's okay. Fal yanzuril insanu ila ta'amihi. I will say it. Okay, first take the screenshot. I'm going to explain it just briefly, not in detail because we don't have time. Okay, take screenshot and you might learn more later. Oh, we didn't do this. Okay. All right. Already done with the screenshot. Let's start from the first ayah. Falyan luril insanu ila ta'amihi. Okay. Fal, lightest harf. Yanzur, yanzuri, it is actually yanzur because it is lightest because of fal. It has e sound to make it smooth. When it is connected to the next word. Okay. Fal yanzur, this is huwa fashion. We look for outside the word. Al insanu, which is rafa and after, is the outside the word. Okay. Half lightest, this is present tense lightest. And this is the outside the word. Ila is half jar. Ta'ami is majrur. So, ila ta'ami is jar wa majrur. And ta'ami, light no'al, followed by pronoun. So, this is idafa. Okay. The second, fa'idha ja'atis sakhatu. Fa means so, idha, we haven't learned that yet. Ja'at, actually this is ja'at. Yeah, hiya version, past tense, hiya version. It want to connect smoothly to the next word. That's why it has e sound. Okay, because this is hiya, we expect for the outside door, which is as-sakhatu, rafa and after. So, past tense, hiya version, this is the outside door. The next one, innahu laqawlu rasulin karimin. Inna harf nasab, inna, anna, ka'anna, bi'anna, laita, lakinna, la'alla, harf nasab, and it's ism. Okay, remember, harf nasab and it's ism can do long distance, but we don't have any nasab here. Actually, this is the ism, it's ism, because attached pronoun can be nasab or jar. Here, it is nasab because of inna. So, okay, innahu as in, sorry. Innahu is inna and it's ism. La qawlu. Okay, you might think this is la from huruf jar. An batakaf lam. Wow. Min fi'an ala hatta ila. Actually, it's not. When lam harf jar comes with ism that is not pronoun, it sounds li. Let's say this is harf jar. If this is harf jar, it will be li qawli. It's not la qawli. So, you can tell this is not harf jar. And again, qawlu is rafa. It's not jar. You also can tell from this, this is not lam harf jar. This is another kind of lam we haven't learned yet. Okay, so don't like, I don't know what it is. No. Just stay calm. We don't know yet. Okay. Qawlu. What? Light no'al followed by jar. So this is idafa. Mudaf ilaih. Rasulin, jar singular maskulin, kaman. Karimin, jar singular maskulin, kaman. So this is mausuf sifa. I say it again. Innahu, inna, and its ism. Qawlu rasulin, idhafah. Rasulin karimin, mausuf sifa. Okay. The next. Wa innal fujjara lafi jahimin. Okay. Wa, ignore it. Inna, harf nasab. Al fujjara, it's ism because it's nasab, right? Why it is nasab? Because it preceded by inna. So, innal fujjara is inna and it's ism. Lafi, again, this is not lam harf jar because lam harf jar cannot do long distance relationship. And the majrur, it should be ism. It cannot be a harf, another harf. So, you can tell, because this is not ism that comes after la, therefore this is not lam harf jar. This is another kind of lam. Okay, now we have fi harf jar. Batakaf lam waw min fi, yeah. That's why jahim is jar. Jahimin, so this is jar wa majrur. We have inna wa ismuhu and jar wa majrur. Fabashshirhum bi'adabin alimin. Fabashshirhum. Bashir. Bashir. So far, we have two reasons why. Present tense is lightest. First, because it is preceded by lightest harf. And the second thing, it is command. Actually, this is command. Yeah. And whom is attached pronoun? Bi harf jar. That's why adabin is jar. So bi azabin is jar wa majrur. Azabin, jar singular masculine kaman, and alimin also jar singular masculine kaman. Therefore azabin alimin is mausuf sifa. Next, innahu laqawlun faslun. Again, innahu, like we already explained it before, this is inna wa ismuhu, inna and its ism. The word La qawl already done the same thing. This is not a half jar. However, qawlun is rofa, singular, masculine, and common. Faslun also rofa, singular, masculine, common. Therefore, qawlun faslun is mausuf sifa. Innahum yakiduna kaidan. Innahum, again, this is inna wa and its ism. Yakiduna, because we have ya and una, we know that this is present tense. Ya una tells that this is home version. Kaidan, what nasab do? It is detail, right? So yeah, present tense and the detail. The last one, wa akidu kaidan. Akidu, what kind of fi'il that start with a? Present tense. Ansuru, akidu, yeah. So this is present tense, ana version, and then again we have kaidan, nasab. Nasab is detail, right? So yeah, if this is kaidun, if kaidun, what it is, it will be outside the word, but it is nasab, so it is detail. Yeah. Try, if you haven't done this, try by your own before you look at the answer key. Yeah, exercise, don't look at the answer key. Okay. Any other questions? For the last time, any other questions from any pages? Number 27, from which page? Okay, so for the next plan, inshallah, Ustad will send you the exam. Okay, the exam will be sent by email. Yeah, I'm just telling that, right? So let me check again. What do we have? Meanwhile, if any other question, please put in the comment section. I'm sorry for the cat. Okay. Following the exam. Also you will be sent a roadmap to follow for the continuing the Quran and Arabic journey. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Alongside with the exam, you will also be sent the roadmap on, you know, to for the continuing of your Quran and Arabic study, inshallah. Just wait for the email. Yeah, Kitty needs attention. I'm sorry for that. In second one, it could also be anti-Nasati. Which one? 18 page 51. Let's see. We have here 18. Wa'lamu. Okay, what do you say? This is command, of course. Because it start with, you know, you have alif that has no hamza. Yeah, for me, that's a giveaway that this is like command. So it should be like ta that is removed from here. Originally we have ta here. Okay, let's imagine put ta back. Ta'lamu, right? Then the normal version will be ta'lamuna. So ta'lamuna, to make it common, make it lightest, ta'lamu, remove the ta, become a'lamu. You cannot say it, then you put the helper alif. The helper alif, because the second letter has a, so it should be i'lamu. But it has waw, so the haraka is, you know, beaten up by the waw. So we don't say wa i'lamu, we say wa lamu. Okay, is there any student group of any form? Of course, students make student groups. When will exam held? It will be sent through your email, inshallah. Okay, no other questions? I think we can end the session. Jazakumullahu khairan. Hope you are, you know, continue your Arabic and Quran study. If there is any questions regarding to the Arabic, you know where to send, right? I think you are sending your question to the mentee, I think. Yeah, or if any other email address that already told you, then you can send question there, inshallah. So I think that's all. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.